Hey everyone, this is your boy Daily News from the Real Dream Podcast. On behalf of Duke Mailman and I, we want to thank all of you guys for listening to us and supporting us. If you like what you hear, please follow us on our social media pages. We're at The Real Dream Podcast on Facebook. We're at TRDcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if that's not enough for you, look us up on Linktree at linktree.com/TRDcast. Thank you all for the support and enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Real Dream Podcast. I'm your host, Daily News. I'm here with my boys, Mailman and Duke. How y'all feeling today, fellas?
What's up?
Green light.
Yeah, you thought I forgot. You thought I forgot.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute today,
that's why. We good, though.
Since
I'm
he just
good.
Started out with that shit.
Damn right.
Open that
I'm
line
good, though. I'm ready to go.
I bet. We got a couple topics that are near and dear to us. On our first topic, we were talking about a video that I saw on social
media.
I swear I thought that was a damn commercial.
I know, right? That's it's the consistency, right?
Yeah, he can recreate that shit perfectly every time. Yep. You need to re-record it.
So we're talking about a video that was posted on social media from this person that I follow called The Ancestral Plane. He's talking about an interview that Will Smith had, man. We're just going to get into it and react. I'm going to play the video here.
Hold up. What did you just say? The what plane?
Ancestral Plane.
You know what it sounded like you said the first time, don't you?
No. What did it sound like?
Ancestral Plane.
Damn.
Hey, go back. Go back when you did hit it and listen to that shit.
Ancestral Plane. I apologize to my listeners who saw incest and some other shit. So
that's what I heard.
I ain't knocking you for it. I'm just saying. I apologize. Man, let's get into this video, boy. Let's get into this.
There's one relationship that you have to maintain, and that's the one with you. Right. And it's like if you're not loving you, if you're not taking care of you, everything and everybody is second to you taking care of you. First and foremost, when you are steady and calm in yourself, it makes it easier to manage the insanity that other people are going to bring to you. The core of how things are created in the universe is through collision. Mm-hmm. You know, so you got to be prepared to collide if you mm-hmm. want to create something. Mm-hmm. Only sustainable mission throughout your whole existence is to improve lives. And as soon as I made the shift in my mind from trying to be big and trying to have money and trying to be popular to making sure that I improved lives every step of the way on this earth, then all of a sudden I started experiencing healing.
Yeah, man. So let's talk about it, man. He talks about the idea of focusing on yourself and getting that person right. What do you guys think about that? What do you guys get from that video?
It's self-explanatory to me. I mean, you got to take care of your star player. Didn't Cat say that already, too? Cat Williams said the same exact thing, basically. Take care of your star player, which is you. So make sure you are good with your mind, body, and soul. All three of those working together, helping you heal from things, helping you grow from things. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing when you allow yourself to do that. And a lot of people, especially when you're a parent or, you know, a person in a position of power or something like that, sometimes you'll feel bad if you decide to take time to yourself to reflect and to know yourself and to heal yourself. That's the exact opposite. You're supposed to do that so you can continue to do the things that need to be done for your friends, family, workplace.
Man, I think honestly, when I saw this video, man, I think about you, Mailman. Honestly, I'm not even going to hold you. So I don't know if it's like to everyone, but man, you have really taken it upon yourself on this self-cleansing, self-discovery, and you even brought it up that I've neglected my own mental health, man. This was one of the things that spoke to me about, you know, making sure you take care of yourself. And I was like, that's one of the reasons why I chose this, because I was like, this is not only is this right up your alley, but it speaks to our listeners about the idea of how someone, even as popular and as famous as Will Smith, who can change his entire reality and how he affects people by just taking care of himself, man. And I think I thought that was beautiful.
So you hold on, let me get this right. You're saying that you saw me and what he was saying?
Yes and no. I saw you, but I saw your growth. Like what you've been, you ever hear those things that you like, I forget what it was. We heard a video a while back about generational wealth. And you said, man, that's what you guys have been saying. That's what you've been saying about building financial stability for the next generation. And this was one of those ones where you are more than anybody an advocate of self-help right now. And it's about, and I was like, man, that's exactly what he's been saying. That's exactly, not necessarily the exact words, but it's just a different one. So yeah, it just kind of brought me back to what you've been saying to us, man. It's about taking care, like Duke said, taking care of your star player.
With this one, it did speak to me a lot about how, you know, saying this has kind of been the journey that I've been on here within the last few months. And so I have been really diving deeply into spirituality. And I know there's some negative connotation about spirituality and all these things and from religious people and whatnot. For me, what I've found out about spirituality is it's a lot about discovering who you are, you know, saying being okay with yourself, working on, you know, past traumas and pain that you dealt with in your life as a child. And also just, you know, saying bringing your whole body and mind and spirit in alignment with one each other so that you can be the best version of yourself. Now, as far as this clip goes, I agree with a lot of the things that he was saying on there. One thing that kind of, you know, and I didn't really particularly care for was the thing he said about things have to collide in order to, you know what I'm saying, for it to create, for creation to happen.
So when he said, I'm not to interrupt you, but like when he said collide to create, I was like, oh, that's how babies are made. I'm just saying that's what I thought. But go ahead.
I can see how you can correlate that with that.
Right, yeah.
But I took it in another manner, as in, When things collide, it's not usually something being created out of that process. Not when things collide in nature. Usually when things collide, that causes destruction. You think about it, you know what I'm saying? When a bullet collides with a body, or when a rock collides with a wall, or when things collide, usually destruction happens and not creation. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I don't know if I could really get behind it. Cause if we think about, you know what I'm saying, the natural state of the world and the natural state of things being, you know, things should be in harmony to things that, you know, things should blend and work with each other.
I disagree with you in a sense, right? As far as like collision can't create. Now, I made a joke about how, yeah, collision can create something, just like, you know, two people collide and make babies. Like,
that ain't colliding, that's coming together. That's
no,
not a collision.
I don't know what you be doing. I be colliding.
I come together.
You come
I'm
together.
I'm trying to be in harmony and be in one with the person.
I be getting You can come together. That's all fine and dandy. I'd be colliding with that bitch like a freight train on a car. That shit.
Oh my god.
Fuck out the way.
Oh my god.
That's neither here or there. Okay. Let's get back to the topic. Okay. Look.
You know what I mean. I know what I'm saying.
I know what you mean.
It's not that I disagree with what he's saying. I just wish he had to use a better term than collide.
I actually like the idea of colliding, right? I mean, I made a joke about colliding, right, and creating life, right?
Listen to what your reference to was right after that. Fucking trains and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right.
Destruction.
That is destruction, right? But think about it this way, right? Me and you collided, right? And that created a situation where we actually got a chance to sit down and talk. America at one point collided it with itself during the Civil War, and we got the Equal Rights Movement.
That was a conflict.
Yeah, that is a conflict. That is a collision between opposing
views. What happened during the midst of that collision and that conflict?
A war.
Destruction. Lives destroyed. That's what I'm. That's the aspect I'm getting. I'm talking about.
And I understand at the point of it, you're like, yeah, that right there is horrible. But that doesn't mean something great like the Civil Rights Movement, like the equality of African Americans and stuff like that can't come from that, right? So I always like to use, with this topic, I like to use the idea of like of Emmett Till. So we've heard the story of Emmett Till, right? Black man went from Chicago to the South. He whistled at a woman. He said that he tried to assault her. White men came to that boy's place of stay. And that was the last time he was saw alive again. He was killed, murdered, and thrown in a lake, beaten up. And his mother had an open casket to show the world what they did to her baby. It had an open casket of this bloodied and bruised young man, 12 years old. Now, granted, that is a horrible incident. Horrible destruction. At the same token, that image of Emmett Till floated through every news article in America and was really not necessarily the fuel to the civil rights movement, but if the civil rights movement was a fire, that image was gasoline. Because regardless of who you are, there is nothing that justifies a child looking like that. And so then you have this, all the civil rights movement and that building up. So there is a beauty to some things colliding. I'm not saying in the moment. I'm saying so overall.
So I think what he was referencing or what his meaning was is sometimes, like, if you break your arm and it's not healing properly, guess what? You got to re-break it sometimes for it to grow properly. That's more of what he's talking about. So what you're talking about, mailman, destruction, yes, sometimes you need destruction to rebuild something properly, to heal it properly. I think that's what he was trying to get at when he said that.
And actually, bones actually heal stronger at the break point.
Correct.
And look at our friendship. Us three have been through hell and back, man. And we are, like, we were two motherfuckers in a mall. Now we are godfathers of each other's kids, helping our own podcast. And and all three of us have collided at one point in time. Where me and mailman, me and you, Duke, y'all too, like, it happens.
I totally get what you're saying. Like, I mean, as much as I hate that it's a thing, and you know what I'm saying, but it's sometimes it's a necessary part of life. I understand that completely, but damn, I wish it wasn't.
I know.
You know what I mean?
You a peaceful man.
I understand. Yes, and I understand that, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, sometimes with rotating crops, you have to burn, you know what I'm saying, that land in order to, you know what I'm saying, refertilize it and make it ready, make it ready for, you know what I'm saying, another crop that you're trying to plant. So I get it. And nature does it itself, you know. But, like, let's not skip over that motherfucking destruction.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, we're not gonna get into it, but there's an anime story I gotta tell you after this, boy.
Oh, no.
Hey, you go to hell, Duke.
Nope.
You go to hell, Duke.
Nope.
Anime.
I ain't hearing
shit.
That bullshit. I'm not listening to that bullshit.
I know. That's why it's after the episode, Duke.
Well, I'm hanging the fuck up when we're done.
To our fans, we're gonna put in a bonus episode. There you go.
Right. Hey, I wanna make sure I vet these bonus episodes before you release them. Because you done recorded some shit that you ain't supposed to record.
Oh, shit, yeah. Oh, shit. Yo. Boy, to our fans and listeners, if you heard the stuff we done said between episodes and commercial breaks,
I'm speaking specifically on that freestyle, motherfucker. You weren't supposed to fucking capture that.
Oh, no, fuck that. Fuck that. To our listeners. No, to our listeners. No, you stay get that tuned. Shit on. Fuck our up. Bonus episode is going to have a freestyle by Mailman on our theme song. That no, shit was dope. Shit. I had to stop because that shit was like, he was like, you go ahead next. Like, no, Nick, no. I'm not going to get waxed like that. You got it. You win this round. Fuck all that.
No, you not put that on there. All
right, man. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. As a parent, we all want to set our kids up for success any way we can. And that includes teaching them the value of earning, saving, and investing money, even at an early age. So when Duke introduced Mailman and I to the Greenlight card, it became something we were very intrigued in. The Greenlight card is a prepaid debit card designed to teach your kids about the fundamentals of personal finance. Using this app and card, kids can earn money through chores, set saving goals, spend wisely, and even invest. As a parent, you can set flexible goals and receive real-time alerts while your child is monitoring their own balance, setting goals for themselves, and learning how to manage their money. The app gives you complete control over your child's money by allowing you to set spending limits at specific stores. Plus, it has unique features like a savings account that earns parent-paid interest and an investing platform where your kids can invest in real time with your permission. Duke's been using this for a while. And
Greenlight!
Yeah. And Mailman and I are just signing up as well for our children because setting them up for success is important. And we want to invite all our listeners to do the same. So if you have children and this is interesting to you and this speaks to you, please go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and a Linktree page and find a Greenlight link and sign up. We're excited we're excited to share this journey with you guys. And we also want to hear how it works out for you. So let us know.
And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. I love how like you're like getting enough green lights to last us through this break that we gonna take this little 1 week hiatus.
Right. What's that? I didn't hear you.
Green lights.
All right, so man, yeah, we're on to our second topic of today. We're on to our 20th episode. We're gonna take a little hiatus, a 1 week
the 2020 episode.
Hey, you did say that.
That's what we said.
This is going to be the 2020 episode. Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's what it is.
Shit. And so we just, we're just going to, this is a podcast for the last 20 episodes. So for the last 4 months, which seems, no, last 5 months, this podcast has been about growth, right? And so I think it's only fair that we hold ourselves accountable, right? We want to grow with every aspect of our lives. And so this next segment is just about us personally and individuals, man. How have you guys grown from this podcast? I know our listeners listen to it to kind of hear what we have to say and hear about our growth. And so this is it, man. What is some things that you've seen like drastically changed in your personal life or changed at all?
One thing that has really stood out for me was that, you know, I hear us talking about these things and, you know what I'm saying, and me wanting to be more positive and having a more positive outlook on life and being a more positive influence on life. You know, the biggest thing for me that stood out was that, you know, I wanted to be the person that not just says some things and not do them, you know what I mean? Or not practice what I preach, so to speak. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that was the biggest thing for me. And I think that's the area where I've most grown at has been, you know, because it's like I knew all these things and I'm talking about all these things, but then I got to wonder, but am I actually practicing these things, you know, that I'm saying? Am I actually practicing? Am I actually being about the things that I say that I'm about? You know, because I mean, it's one thing to have these thoughts in your head and have these opinions, but it's another thing to actually act on them, you know, especially when you're talking about doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do.
Right.
You know, and so my whole thing was, am I, you know, saying being to the standard that I hold myself up to? And that's what my growth has been for me is, you know, saying standing on what I say and growing and being a better person every day that I'm on this planet.
I think we have talked about a lot of topics over the last you know, couple months that we've been doing this, man. And I think that that is huge that you are like, listen, I got to be about what it is that I say and taking that into consideration, man. I think that's awesome. And I'm glad to see you do that. I really am. I'm glad to see us all grow. And, but to point that out, that's awesome. Cause that's what this is about. You know what I mean? That's what this all is about. So go ahead, Duke.
You know, same thing for me. A big thing that I've taken from this is wanting to inspire human nature more than try to manipulate it. Cause I'm not going to lie. I've had my times, especially when I was younger, that I would try to manipulate situations to be in my favor, whether that be personal or business wise. So I choose now, and I have I have a lot of coworkers that actually listen to our podcast, and they've noticed changes in me as well. Just try to be inspirational to people. Just try to, if you see somebody that it might be a little off, just be like, hey, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Acknowledge them, uplift them if you can. Another big thing is, I know I threw a lot of people off of when I was talking about my lack of confidence at times. I wouldn't have even been able to bring that.
There are a lot of people. You brought everybody, threw everybody off on that one. Shit.
I wouldn't have even been able to bring that up if we hadn't had 18 previous episodes to be able to build myself up, to be able to take care of my star player, so to speak, to be like, yo, you are the shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? You can do this, to allow me to take steps forward, to go for promotions at work and things like that, to put my best foot forward, which, you know, whether or not I get those positions or get that position, I know I'm in a better situation mentally because I don't have any second guesses. I don't have any, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go out there and get it. And if it's not enough, that's cool. I'll figure out a way to where it'll be enough next time, and I'll get it next time. So just more of a positive outlook on life too. And another thing, just enjoying my children, man, especially my two youngest kids, them two right there. Especially my little four-year-old, he cracks me up every time I'm with him. And it's like, you know, he has become my light to where, you know, when I'm thinking that this day can't get any worse, I can't wait to that day that I see him, because then everything that's on my mind that as an adult shit gets heavy sometimes, that shit all goes away. The moment he sees me, he says, daddy, and runs to me and hugs me. That's it. I'm good. And that puts everything in perspective for me. So allowing myself to enjoy life more instead of stressing over some of the little things and stuff like that, that's the main thing on how I've grown thus far.
I think that's great. That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
Can I say, Duke, and this kind of, you know what I'm saying, goes with what you're saying. And I think what we've all have done in this podcast have shown a little bit more of our vulnerable side. And people seem to mistake vulnerability with weakness, but I think it actually takes more strength to show your vulnerable side than it, you know what I'm saying, than anything else. I mean, that's one thing that's really hard to do, is to show people that you're vulnerable, and to be able to do that, just to me, shows how strong you are. So my hat's off to you, Duke News.
Same to you.
Side. Yeah, man. I think my biggest growth is that, mailman, is being vulnerable. So for retrospect, we have multiple times in this episode have talked about my wife, you know what I mean, Robin, God rest her soul. And one of the things that really threw my mind, and I don't think I told you fellas this, is that when the week she passed away, I took that week off from work and I let them know what was happening, right? And there was a few people that knew my situation, but a lot didn't. And one of the people that I was like really close to and talked to, she was like, I didn't even know you were married. Because, what? Yeah, she didn't know I was married because I was so closed off with that aspect of my life, like just not being open with what was going on with everything, right? You know, I had been there, you know what I mean? I had been there. I got that job in July at the rehab hospital, and then she passed away in May or March. So passed away in March. So it was one of those things where it was just like, you know, I knew at some point in time this day was coming, but it was just like, I didn't really talk to people about, oh, why I have to leave work, you know, early certain days is to do things. And so it was mailman. Like you said, he was one of those days. I don't know if it was during the episode or it was after or before, whatever, but you were talking about how my story could help someone. And that is when I really started just being open and being accessible. And it's actually probably one of the reasons I have a relationship now, man. I mean, go hold you. So, I was closed off like a motherfucker. But no, man, it's, you know, this podcast with all the people and everything we've talked about, man, it just, it forces you to not accept, but to address some of the things that we don't want to address. You know what I mean? And so
I don't mean to cut you off. I don't think it's that we don't want to address them. It's just not easy to address them.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
That's part of what we're talking about. We're breaking those cycles.
That growth.
You know, that's what growth is. You breaking the cycle. You know, we weren't necessarily taught to be vulnerable, especially as men, and not only men, black men in society, you're not taught to be vulnerable.
No,
what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's the whole point of this. We're trying to break those cycles.
Yeah, man.
Listen, I love the space we created.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To our listeners, man, who will listen to this podcast, this is probably the most important question that I want to hear, man. How has this podcast helped you grow? Like, and comment, and you know where to find us, man. We want to hear. We want to hear that more than anything, man.
More than anything.
Yeah. How's this helped you grow? And we're talking about how it's affected us and how it's helped us as individuals, as men, and things like that. We've had some amazing segments. Bahia coming on, talking about financial growth. We've talked about our kids at length. We've talked about race and relationships and growth.
We talked about hitting a motherfucker with another motherfucker. We talked about a lot of shit.
Yeah. We talked about that. We talked about mailman.
Listen, being blacker than black to black.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, we talked about
insecurities.
Yeah, we talked about mailman. You talked about accountability. Duke, you talked about ordering a plane off of Amazon at one point.
Yeah, I remember that shit.
Yeah, we've talked about some heavy hitting topics. And if you're new to the podcast, hey, listen, we got 20 episodes. Listen to them all. Boy, we get deep. So it's
be disappointed.
No, nah, man.
Nope.
I go back every now and again just to, you know what I'm saying, refresh myself of some of the shit we talk about. Just be like, what the fuck were we talking about on this time? Like, you know what I'm saying? Just to see that growth for myself. And then some shit I just want to hear over again to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, I was making sense, or Duke was making sense, or News was not making sense, because that nigga never make no sense. I love that shit. I just have to go back every day again, you know.
Yeah, man, that's awesome, man. I can't wait for what we got coming up, man. So we're gonna take a quick commercial break, man. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, we're excited to announce our partnership with Greenlight. A green light card. Yeah.
Hold on. I wrote a commercial. You want to hear it? Here you go. Green light. Because I use it and they're paying me for it. Right. Cha-ching. Bam. There you go.
And that's commercial. All right. Back to the show. We back to the Real Dream Podcast, man. We're on to a third topic.
On the next episode of Wretched News. Me. Let's get Ratchet.
I was wondering when it was coming.
Hey, no, don't blame him. Don't blame him for that. Blame Carla. We had one fan. We had one fan that's like, "Oh, I like the," and then that's all he gives me.
Y'all better leave her alone. Sexy. Y'all leave Carla alone. Leave her alone.
Nah. Fuck that. You were black this whole time. All of a sudden, as soon as we start doing this shit, I like the R's. Nope. Let me get that. Sanchez.
I know, right? Sounds so sexy.
Yeah, you gonna have Big Sis fighting on ladies with a broomstick because of that shit,
right? Shit. Oh, hand me that clipboard. Just lost her mind.
Oh man, let's get to the story. Man, we're talking about something local, man. Out in Spokane, the news article goes from Newsweek: local news report accidentally broadcasts porn instead. Let's get into
friggin' dig it.
Yeah, oh no, no. P-O-R-N for all those who don't. Yeah, oh yeah, we're gonna get into this. We're gonna get into this. The local news station.
Somebody sound horny right now.
Right? Oh boy, I got some questions. I got some questions. A local news station has apologized after pornography was accidentally displayed, accidentally broadcast during an evening newscast. Local news station in Spokane, Washington, aired a pornographic clip during its Sunday broadcast at 6 p.m. at the weekend.
Meteorologists, they even did that shit on the Lord's Day.
I know, right?
Oh, Lord.
6 o'clock, right? Dinner time.
My God.
Yeah. Dinner time, right?
Meteorologist Michelle Boss was giving a weather update on the BCS affiliated station when the clip was shown over her right shoulder. The explicit clip aired for around 13 seconds and appeared to show a woman's backside. Dude, getting that shit tore up. Anyway.
Hey, hold on. What was her name again? Michelle what?
Michelle Boss. Boss? Yeah, she's Boss. Meteorologist.
I thought you said balls for a minute. I was like, what the fuck?
Well, we was talking about some shit.
I was like, how ironic is that shit?
Oh, man, right? Neither Boss nor her co-anchor on the report, Cody Proctor, reacted to the clip before the screen was cut to more weather footage. Let's get into it. Creme 2 News issued an apology for the clip, and let's clarify something. It was not broadcast as in one of those like screens that just pop up on your computer. She's standing in front of a bunch of TV screens, and that was on the one TV screen on her over her right shoulder. Let's get into this, boy, man. How do y'all? I feel like this is our fault. And I feel like this is our fault because we have been celebrating ratchet news to the point where ratchet shit is now on the news. So
hey, don't underestimate the power of manifestation. You know
shit, as the host Daily News, I feel solely responsible for this shit, man.
So I blame Duke too. He set you up, you knocked it down.
Boy,
and I co-signed.
Yeah. How y'all feel about this, man? How y'all feel about this? Did anyone see the broadcast?
I did not see the broadcast.
Yeah, I heard about it, but I didn't see it.
I got questions.
Yeah.
I got so many questions.
Somebody lost their job. Go ahead.
I just want to know, like, this first, like, you know, I it's one thing for the shit to be on there, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, like, who in the while they recording shit or doing live porn and watching porn, you know what I'm saying, at the office, you know what I'm saying, for one thing, like, you can do that shit at home, you horny motherfucker. That's the first thing. Number two, you know what I'm saying, like, you didn't know which screen, you know what I'm saying, it was on, you had it playing on multiple screens, you were sharing your screen while she doing the fucking news, like, you didn't give a shit about the own news that you was reporting. You just want to fucking watch ass and titties and cheeks. You know what I'm saying? Like, because did they say the backside was showing 13 seconds of it?
13 seconds. I'm just going to speak on what I think happened. I think this man made an adult home video and was like, hey, hun, let me record you record this. Picked up his phone. Was like, no, motherfucker, you can't record me. Turn that shit off. And he turned it off. And then for whatever reason, this motherfucker was like, hey, let me show you something that I made at home. And then showed it to a friend. That's my only logical assumption.
As of May, 13 seconds. Try not to blink your eyes for 13 seconds.
I hope
try
he didn't.
Try. Hey, and feel how long that 13 seconds feels when you try to not blink your eyes. Hey, 13 seconds that on live TV, man. That might as well have been 60 seconds. That might as well have been a minute.
Man, I really ain't got much to say. It's just they must be having like some freaky ass parties up in the news station. That's all I got to say. That's what it was. While they were doing the weather, it was motherfuckers fucking in the background somewhere. And then somebody hit the wrong damn button, and there you go. Everybody's live. There it is.
Hey, wasn't that on a movie?
Probably.
Bad Boys.
Was that on Bad Boys?
When the motherfuckers was in the room and he was talking about when he got shot in the ass.
And Bad Boys and too. And
it was on the fucking monitors in the fucking in the TV store.
Oh, yeah.
That's how, like, that's kind of shit that probably went down up in that motherfucker. Man, that's so crazy.
Listen, to the man who I'm going to assume it was a man. Who had that video?
Why would you assume it's a man? Why would you assume it's a man? We live in a world of equality. It could have been a woman. You know what I'm saying?
To the woman, it might have been, okay, that recorded this shit and posted it up there.
Nah, News, I'm just kidding. It probably was a man.
I know, right? Right. I hope for his sake, I don't know if there's been any terminations. I don't know if there's been any word about punishment. I hope no one finds out that it was him. Because you know, everybody going to be cracking on, like, really? 13 seconds? That's all you can last for? You only last for 13. Shit. That video only lasts for 30. You know what I mean? Somebody going to crack some short jokes, boy.
Hey, for real. Oh, man. Yeah,
13 seconds, boy. That's a water break. That's shit.
Oh, my God. That's fucked up.
Yep.
You know, but you know.
Commercials last longer than that, motherfucker. You bet, boy.
Oh, my God. I can see the trolls coming out now. Like, right? They ever found out who it is. There's going to be a meme about his ass and every damn thing.
13 seconds.
Social media going to eat him alive.
Ooh, anything you guys have to say about this last episode, boy?
Remember this. First off, always protect your light. And that light, by that light, I mean that which makes you you. And when I say this, don't dim your light just so others can shine brighter.
That's deep. That's deep, man. What about you, Duke? You got anything to say, man?
Did we lose him?
Duke, you there?
Nah, I'm here. I just ain't got shit to say.
This motherfucker.
What? I'm like, oh shit, he should have come with it. I'm waiting for it. Nothing.
I thought this motherfucker fell asleep. I was like, what the fuck?
We that damn boring? Like, goddamn.
Nope, hey, I just ain't got nothing good to say.
Season one's over. Truth. Right? Season one's over, man. Season two coming. Give us a week and we're going to be back, man. We want to thank everyone for listening to us, rocking with us, and being with us for this ride, man. To you fellas, and I say this with every ounce of my being, man, I love you guys. I truly do.
Love you too. Love you too.
Love brothers. Y'all too. Yes, man, sir.
Wish you guys nothing but success and happiness. And to all our listeners out there, you guys keep dreaming. Take care.